guys. Welcome back to the Cheers Brothers podcast.
What the hell is going on, everyone?
You guys are just high. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm high?
Yeah.
I'm high.
Why are you freaking out?
What?
Why are you freaking out?
I'm not freaking out. Nothing. Everything is normal right now. I mean, this is just us filming a normal episode. Nothing out of the ordinary is going on in the slightest. I don't know what you're even referencing to.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Are you feeling like a little bit different today by any chance at all?
I mean, I got a new haircut.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's about it.
I'm starting to notice that I think you did something, but I can't really tell what it is.
Yeah, we, like, bleached it a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to rock the mullet thing now.
Okay, so, like, Billy Ray vibes.
Yes!
Cool. Cool.
Psych!
Oh, my God, it's Sarah!
Did you know?
Yeah, I know. Guys, if you're listening to the audio version, Sarah just started this episode with a poodle mask on her head.
My titties just out, too.
I have no idea. I was too busy staring at the poodle mask on your head. Unfortunately, I was not looking at your tits.
Damn.
I don't know where you got that or how that came to be, but I'd like you to explain that one, because what the hell?
I was slightly buzzed. Okay. And I just went on Amazon, and it was on my homepage, and I was like, I have to.
Just a poodle mask just sitting there, and you're like, I'm going to bring this to the podcast, and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
And I, like, I've been feeling like shit lately.
Oh.
Because fuck Valentine's Day. Mm. Like, fuck Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's this weekend, huh?
This is the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah, it is.
Because this comes out Friday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
And wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Fuck Valentine's Day. Yeah, so I've been feeling sad, and I went on Amazon, and I saw that, and I'm like, that'll make me feel better for this episode.
Did it make you feel better?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun.
You should bring that out more often.
I should. I just want to show up to a party like that.
You should do that.
Instead of a mask, just, or I guess we can't go to parties, but like. You know what I'm saying?
Just the whole mask get up instead of just the one covering your mouth. Just a whole poodle head mask.
Like, go to the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
And I was telling Caitlin, I'm like, they have other ones. They have frogs. They have hedgehogs. They have other things.
I'd like to see what the hedgehog mask looks like.
They're
personally crazy.
The like, tusks.
Hedgehogs have tusks?
I think, right? Well, now that I got that out of the way.
Yeah, now that that is out of the way and out of your system, let's cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother, baby. Here we go. Spilt it on myself like always. Don't know how that always happens. I specifically poured a White Claw into a red Solo cup to avoid spilling it on myself.
And spilled it on yourself again?
I don't know what my issue is.
Oh, man.
Couldn't tell you.
Get your shit together.
I'm going to try. Anyways.
Fuck Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It's okay. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Past this weekend. It's just one day, okay? It's one over-marketed day of the year that you just have to push through. Just don't go into a CVS that day and see all the chocolates and everything. Avoid a CVS at all costs, and you'll be fine. You won't see shit.
You want to know what I was listening to on my way here?
Were you listening to something that would make yourself sad?
No, bitch. I was listening to Korn. I was, like, blasting Korn.
Huh?
You know? Korn.
What?
The band?
I don't know what that is.
The metal band?
I have no idea.
I'm coming undone. You don't know that song?
No idea.
Oh my God. It's like this like really angry metal band. And I was also listening to 3 Days Grace.
Okay.
You know that
band. So that's
band
the vibe
is?
For today. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Just passionate, like, the animal I have become.
Literally know? With the mask.
Exactly. So I was just getting all the rage out. I'm just so like, ugh.
Yeah.
Once Valentine's Day is over, I'm chilling.
My boyfriend's working on Valentine's Day, so I don't really even care about it either at this point, honestly. Mm. Like, I'm kind of ready for it to be over.
Yeah. I literally ordered myself an edible arrangement.
Aww. I love that.
It came with a balloon. I got chocolates and cookies, and then I made myself a personalized card, and it's just like a hot picture of me.
Oh.
Remember those pictures that I sent you of the hot ones of me in the
yes.
shower?
Oh, I'm making her post these this
not
week.
Nude.
I'm so excited.
They're not nudes, but they're like hot pictures of me in the shower with like a white shirt. Not like I had a bra on, but
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just like really hot, and I put that at the front of my personalized card.
Oh my God. As you should. I want a card with that on it.
Okay.
Dude, can you sell that as merch when you post that? Oh my God. I think I just came up with $1 million idea.
That picture on
yep.
a sweatshirt.
I will buy it. I will buy it right now.
Just my ass. That's actually
wait, like I will overnight that bitch. Like I want that now. Okay, cool. So we can discuss that after. You're totally going to do that. You don't have a choice.
Yeah. But yeah, so I bought myself a bunch of things for Valentine's Day. So I wake up not sad. And then Christelle and I immediately, she's going to block her crush on Instagram because she just doesn't want to. We just don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to block my ex. I just don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
No, that's good. That's smart.
And then we're going to make mimosas and I'm just going to be drunk all day.
Dude, I think that's a great plan. You know what? You're going to make the day for you and Christelle fun. And you're not going to focus on any exes or crushes, okay?
I'm not going to
think about... Don't make that face. You're not going to think about anyone.
How last Valentine's Day was like the most special thing ever.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
No.
You didn't do anything on Valentine's Day. Just block it out of your memory.
Nothing.
Just, that's what you have to do.
What are you doing this time? Well, Rory's working.
No, like, I actually do not know. It's the Tuesday before Valentine's Day, and I couldn't tell you what I'm doing. I had kind of plans, but then they fell apart this morning, so.
Oh, what were the plans going to be?
I was going to go on a boat and go to Catalina Island.
That's fun.
Yeah, but then that fell apart, so.
How? Oh, because he's working.
So I actually have no idea what I'm doing, and.
I'm literally, like, wearing how I feel.
Just like, all black.
This is my anti-Valentine's Day. Fuck Valentine's Day.
You
fuck
even
everything.
Have black nails on, black makeup. Wow, dude.
When was the last time I've had black nails? I don't know.
I could not tell you.
I am.
If you had a gun to my head.
I'm feeling it today, bitch.
God damn it.
It's just ever since I hit February.
Yeah.
I'm like, can we just, I literally was like, can I just sleep through the first 2 weeks, please?
If I'm being honest, I still think it's January.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know what day it is ever.
Mm-mm.
And then soon it's going to be March and I'm going to have no idea that it's March.
St. Patty's Day is going to hit. We're going to be like,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
My birthday. Oh my God, my birthday is coming. And like, I don't want to turn 24. I don't want to turn 24.
Isn't your birthday in the summer?
It's in May. So it's like on the cusp.
Yeah.
But it's like, begin.
May's
or,
a fun month though. We talked about birthdays last episode, but I don't think, did we discuss your birthday being in May? Maybe we did. I have the memory of a goldfish, but
that's okay.
May's a fun birth month. I like that.
Yeah, it's was fun spring. In school because it was like the end of the school year.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, summer's coming, but I still get to go to school with my friends. Like, I would hate to have a summer birthday
and not be able to celebrate it at all.
Get
in
my
school,
like, to
or
not,
everyone's on vacation.
Yeah, and to not have your locker get decorated.
Wait, what?
You never
that
did
was
that?
Never a thing in my schools. You weren't allowed to decorate your lockers at any of the schools that I went to growing up.
Well, I wasn't allowed to either, but birthdays were an exception.
Yeah, I've never seen that ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, all of my friends would get to school super early and decorate each other's lockers for their birthdays. And I just remember, like, every single time it was my birthday, I would, like, go to school and I'm like, my locker better be fucking decked out. Because if your locker wasn't decked out on your birthday, you were a
you're
loser.
Lame, yeah.
And your friends hate you.
Oh.
But my friends came through. They put, like, pictures and shit. It was cute.
Wow, I'm so jealous. But you also said that you could go to different places outside of school for lunch, too, at your school, right?
At my high school, my public high school.
That was never a thing for my high school either. Like, my high school was so lame. It was just a normal public high school, but it was just like everything you had to color inside the lines. It was nothing fun, nothing exciting.
You couldn't go out to lunch?
Nope, you were just stuck in there all day. Like, when people tell me that they're allowed to leave their high schools to go get Panera or Taco Bell, I'm like, in what world? Because my school was never allowed to do that. If you got caught even going to your car, or even if you would exit the doors of the building, like, an alarm would go off, so you'd get caught trying to even step outside of the school to even go to your car and grab something. You'd have to get a pass and have someone walk you out if you ever needed something from your car. Like, you were not allowed to leave the building.
Was that every school in Massachusetts, though? That was just, like, a Massachusetts thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of anyone just going out to lunch somewhere else.
What?
Yeah.
That was the highlight of everyone's day, but we only got 30 minutes, so it wasn't that crazy.
That sounds so much fun. My high school was so lame. Ugh, I could really rant about it all day long.
I get that.
So somehow, a month or two ago, I got a DM from the NFL, okay? And it basically said that they are doing cardboard cutouts in the audience this year. And they wanted to put me in a cardboard cutout in the audience. Why? I don't know. Out of all the people they could have reached out to, they reached out to me. And you. But we'll get into that.
Apparently.
We'll get
I guess.
But so when they messaged me that, they said that I had 15 minutes to respond to it and send my picture in. And by the
That's
time
a lot
I
of
saw
pressure.
It, yeah, it was just kind of like a last minute thing, but like totally fine. Like I'm so fine with being a last minute pick to be in the Super Bowl. So yeah. Whatever. But I had like 7 minutes to pull it together and submit a picture. And there was these guidelines that you had to either wear a jersey or hold up a sign or be against a white background. And I was just panicking, thinking, what picture am I going to use? I am at my friend's house right now and I don't have a jersey. I can't.
You're
make
like
a sign
in
right
bed
now.
With your hair all that.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
I also literally looked horrible.
Just woke
so,
up.
Yeah, I was in no place to be taking a picture to be in the NFL stands. So I texted the number that was in the DM and I was panicking, being like, do I have enough time to like go take a picture? Like, can I submit something to you in 2 hours? And she said, no, but pull something off your Instagram and I'll see if it's okay. So I pulled the randomest thing ever.
Just the most seductive picture.
Because I thought that they were going to just cut my head out and put it on a cardboard cutout. But no, they...
It was so like...
I was going out to a fancy steak restaurant. I was
so
wearing
classy.
A dress. I was looking good. But I really thought that they were just going to use my head. No, they just cut out my whole body. So I'm just sitting there with my cardboard cutout in the stands of the Super Bowl.
Looking
this
like
weekend,
Audrey Hepburn.
Looking ridiculous. But... I loved it. It was incredible.
It was amazing.
But the best part of the whole thing was when I finally got sent a picture of it and just seeing my whole body there instead of just my face and then seeing the seating arrangements. So I was next to Frankie Jonas. It was just the two of us in the front row.
Just the two of y'all.
Just the two of us. Like, play that song because it was just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
And then behind me is Dixie, Charlie, their mom, and Noah. Two rows behind me
dad.
In the third row. Oh, yeah. And the dad, I think.
He was in the corner. You couldn't really see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even see. But so that was the seating arrangement. And I was just laughing my ass off. I could not believe that I was front row with Frankie Jonas, of all people, like a literal Jonas brother, just posted up with me together, looking ridiculous. And his cardboard cutout just said, let's go team or mm-hmm. something. It was just so polar opposites next to each other. And then just everyone else behind me. I was just like, who decided this? But I also kind of love this for myself. Kind of inspiring and incredible.
You were in front of Charli D'Amelio.
For what reason? I don't fucking know.
You were in how many rows ahead of her? Three?
I was two.
Two?
It's
well,
fine. It's fine.
That's crazy.
I know.
Noah Beck's just behind you. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think that they thought that they were going to edit a sign in his
yeah.
hands.
Oh, my God. Bless his soul. His picture was so funny. He just had his two hands holding up an invisible sign, but nothing was ever edited into it. So the whole setup was just so goddamn
funny.
That's
some shit I do.
But then it got even better because that was the night before when I first saw the cardboard cutout. And then it was the actual Super Bowl. And then Frankie posts his picture on Instagram of a different angle of everything, and it's just his picture posted and my shoulder cut off in the
he
picture.
Cut your ass.
It's so funny. But as
he
cut fucking
your ass out.
Should. As he fucking should.
Leaves Charli in the back.
Just in diagonally in the corner. Perfect straight shot of Charli D'Amelio. I love that so much.
Cuts your ass.
But
like, come on, man.
It's okay. Rightfully so. But I was just like, maybe this is my time to shine and befriend him right now. Because I love his TikToks. Frankie is hysterical.
I did not know that he was that.
That?
Like, just, I didn't
on
know
TikTok?
That he was that. I found out that he was, like, I kind of, like, no shade at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I just honestly haven't thought about him in a minute.
He and is then, making a name for himself now that he's posting on TikTok more. Not that I go on TikTok that much, and I know that you don't either, but there have been a few times, because he got Tana's name tattooed on himself.
Why?
No idea. I don't know the context, but I saw that on my TikTok a month or two ago really fast, and then I, like, went down the rabbit hole of, what the fuck is Frankie Jonas up to these days?
Huh.
What is the bonus Jonas doing?
Yeah.
Sitting next to me at the Super Bowl, but whatever.
I saw one TikTok recently, and I'm like, wait, what? He's like adorable now.
Yeah, he is precious.
He is a precious kid.
And I had the honor of sitting next to him and getting cropped out in his Instagram picture.
I can't believe that your life has come full circle.
Yep.
To now you're sitting with Frankie Jonas, aka Joe Jonas's little brother.
I know.
The bonus Jonas.
I was trying so hard to like play it cool online because he followed me and responded to my comment on his Instagram post too. And I was just like, just, I, like, I'm sure he's so sick of just being Kevin, Joe, right. and Nick's little brother, but he still is that. And growing up, watching them on Disney Channel and then seeing Frankie just come in to their show, or I think he was in Camp Rock too, just his little
cameos.
Yes, his cameos. That's the word I was looking for. Just growing up, knowing who he is, and just the Jonas Brothers.
Just in the spotlight, knowing that your brothers are just the hottest men yeah. on earth. And... like literally the teen heartthrobs of our generation,
yep,
and
just
having to
so much.
Literally,
we love the Joe Bros. Love
I gave
them.
My heart and my soul to Joe Jonas.
Yeah,
he was my everything, dude.
Still is my goddamn everything.
And the fact I just really want to sit down with Frankie.
He
and
goes
ask
on podcasts,
him,
so
I want to ask him like what it's been like for him because.
Yeah.
That I cannot even imagine.
Yeah. I just want to know what he's up to more personally, too. Like, what is his goals, aspirations, dreams? What does he want to do?
But the fact that he's so funny and cool and, like, down to earth and just, like, so normal
yeah.
is so cool. Like, I saw that random TikTok of him, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, my God, he's, like, grown. How old
yeah,
is he?
I know. I think he's my age.
I went on his TikTok, and I was watching all his shit, and I was like, wow. He's adorable. Like, he is... He really turned out so precious. And I'm just yeah. so happy he didn't go down a different path.
Because it was...
The constant yeah. comparisons to his brothers. Like, I'm just so happy that he, like, stayed in his own identity and just, like, made light of the situation. And
yeah.
was just able to, like,
He's
roll
20.
With it. He's 20?
He's 20, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And he even makes TikToks, like, messing around with Nick, too. Have you ever seen that?
No.
There was this one TikTok...
Nick's funny?
Nick is hysterical. What
kidding.
Do you mean Nick's funny? Nick is fucking
Nick's
hysterical.
Nick's funny. I'm kidding.
But no, they made a TikTok together where they were duetting and Frankie was making his own fan base name. I think it was called the Army of Frankie Jonas or something. And it was just blowing up because this was when he was starting to post and everyone was like, Frankie Jonas, ah! And Nick just came on and duetted it. And I really don't remember the context of the joke, but they were just messing around with the fact that, like, obviously Nick is more famous and now
yeah.
Frankie's here just... playing along with everything and using everything to his advantage comedically and just making light of his siblings.
Yeah.
I don't know how
and
to
just making
it,
light of the
funny.
Situation.
Yeah. And it's, it, I don't know.
Cause what can
no
you do?
Explaining this. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. but the fact that you were sitting there in those stands next to him, do you know what this means? Caitlin, do you have any idea? What that
I don't
want to
think
means
about it. I
don't to want to
think
us.
About it. I don't want to think about it.
You know that Frankie took that photo, like took the picture of y'all and sent it in his family group chat and said, hey, fam, having so much fun at the Super Bowl, just making a joke. And I can't because the Super Bowl is the biggest game of the year. Everyone watches a Super Bowl, so obviously mm-hmm. it's crazy that y'all were there.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely sent it in his family group chat,
mm-hmm.
which means mm-hmm. Joe Jonas, Nick Jonas, Kevin Jonas have seen your face and your body.
That picture specifically, of all pictures.
But it's phenomenal.
It's incredible. And,
I wonder if the NFL did that on purpose. I wonder if they saw your video.
No, but the thing is, the NFL rep is a fan of my videos, and I've been texting
there
her.
There you go.
And I want to text her and be like, yo, low key.
Did you
set that up? Was that on purpose? Did you know what you were doing? Were you in place? Were you in charge of the placement? Were you hooking a sister up? I need to fucking know because that girl, if she did that, she deserves the greatest award of all time. The Nobel Peace Prize. She deserves that for putting me next to the bonus Jonas and now creating a friendship between me and one of the Jonases.
Caitlin, this was all calculated.
My whole life has led up to this.
She watches your videos. Mm-hmm. She's probably seen your Jonas Brothers video because it's a very popular video
yeah.
on your channel.
We had a great time at that, too.
Incredible video.
The best
incredible time.
Time.
I'm sure she saw that. And if she's the one that's creating the seating arrangement,
I'm gonna
why
ask
would
her.
She not?
I have to ask.
But if also that was random, then that was the universe just being like, Here, Caitlin.
After all your years of loving the Jonas Brothers, allow me to serve you this gold fucking platter. Here you go. Oh my God, I was so embarrassing when I saw that he even posted me on his story tomb. I audibly screamed in front of people the other day, and I really just was so embarrassing about it.
Oh, that's so cool.
He called us a legendary duo. A
legendary duo.
Oh, I love him.
Y'all can be best friends.
Yeah, I would love to have him on the podcast one day. I feel like he's fun.
He would so come. He would so come. And I feel like he would be really open and like just share his experience. Because we make people feel comfortable.
Yes, that's what we try to do out here. So
yeah.
I'd like to do it.
God. And
Randy,
then
consider this your warning that I will be bugging you about that one day.
And then while you're just really stoked about that, I go in my DMs.
Oh my God, Sarah.
I was so fucking pissed. I go into my DMs and I find the DM from the NFL sending the same exact message. Mm-hmm. I just don't look at my DMs a lot. Especially like the, I mean, not like not my, is it primary? The ones that.
It's general, primary, but then you have all requests and then top requests.
Well, yeah. So, like, the NFL sent me a request, but I don't really look at those that much.
You don't check your top requests even?
It's really overwhelming for me. I get just, like, horrible anxiety about, like, DMs and shit. I don't know why. I need to work on that. But
yeah, you missed out on a huge opportunity.
Even if I just scrolled a little bit, NFL would have been at the top.
Yeah.
Because they're verified.
Yeah. I screamed my head off when I just saw, the NFL wants to send you a message. Like, okay, send me a fucking message. Go for it. No one's stopping you.
I was really pissed at first, but just, like, knowing that I was included.
Yeah.
And just thought about, I was like, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm just going to sit here and get mad about that, that's the most privileged thing I can do, right? So I'm just like, that is just so nice.
Yeah.
That they even just reached out in general. Maybe next year I'll respond to them.
Maybe next year you'll check your DMs in a more timely fashion.
But still.
And not on the day of the Super Bowl. Yeah,
still
but I think
so
I sent
cool.
you that DM too when
you
I
did.
First, and you just.
I never
think.
Thought to check.
Okay.
That's just not the type of person I am. I'm like, oh my God, Caitlin, that's awesome. Moving on. Like, I'm not like, I need to, you know, I need to do that too. Because I want it, like, I was stoked for you.
You had the same goddamn DM in your messages.
I had the same goddamn DM. Yeah!
So
we could have been sitting next to each other.
You could have been sitting next to us.
Like on the other side of Frankie.
Yep.
Ugh.
Could have been three peas in a pod.
That's okay.
That's all right. Maybe but next year we'll go to the actual Super Bowl. So.
Hopefully. God damn it. We don't have to harass sugar daddies at a party.
Oh my God. I will never forget that. We were convinced we were going to the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, we hung out with them all night. We
yep.
hung out with
kissing
these random,
their ass.
We hung out with these two random rich guys at a party the night before the Super Bowl. Just because they said that they were going and that they had like their own box at the Super Bowl. Like their own private section. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, we don't know what that is, but we'd love to come. I just got all over myself. Oh
my
God.
We weren't here to get, or we weren't able to get tickets, they're just so expensive, but we're here for the parties.
Yeah.
So like, have fun though, but we're gonna hang out with you all fucking night long.
Yep.
Them
and feel
just
free
thinking,
to invite us.
Them thinking we're gonna fuck them.
Yeah.
Literally.
They told us that they'd be able to bring us, though. Not sure why we believe that, but my drunk ass just really thought that we were gonna go last year.
They're like, oh yeah, maybe we'll see what we can do. Like,
not gonna
fuck
do
off.
Shit.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do shit. You just want to not horribly looking people to follow you around at all.
Yeah.
So this is pretty ironic considering I Postmated last night, but we would like to thank Postmates for sponsoring this episode of Cheers Brother right now.
I also Postmated Taco Bell, in fact.
I Postmated pasta.
What? Wow.
I don't know
Random.
Why, but I loved Postmates pasta. Because
okay.
then I can just sit in my room, pasta's delivered at the door, and I don't have to go into the kitchen to make it. If you're like me, you start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I love food, but sometimes getting into my kitchen and cooking something delicious to eat just doesn't make it on my to-do list, which is why I've been loving Postmates. With Postmates, you can get food delivered without leaving the house, which is always great, or even opening your front door, which is even better. With the current state of the world in mind, Postmates created no-contact deliveries, which I actually use way too much, but I guess it's good. So now when I order food from local restaurants, everything gets left on my doorstep and the app lets me know when it's been delivered. Postmates also offers a pickup option, which I've been using to order takeout from my favorite local restaurants. It's so important that we support and uplift our communities right now. And what better way to do that than by ordering food? It's a win-win situation, baby. And Postmates isn't all just burgers and sushi. I can order anything from toilet paper. Oh my God, I have done that 3 times.
Me too.
3 times.
Mm-hmm.
From toilet paper to phone chargers from stores like Walgreens and 7-Eleven. And a Postmate will drop it off right outside my front door. Download Postmates on iOS or Android. Find your favorites and get anything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $5 off your first 5 orders for your first 7 days. To save $5 on your first 5 deliveries, download the app and use code CHEERSBROTHER. That is code CHEERSBROTHER for $5 off your first 5 orders when you download the Postmates app or sign up online. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. It's that simple.
What'd you think about The Weeknd's halftime show?
Bro, I thought it was so lame.
What?
It was so short.
Okay. What do you mean it was short? It's the same length.
No, I don't think it was.
It was.
No, everyone was saying it was so much shorter. I swear to God, I'm going to check how long it was. Everyone was freaking out after being like, I feel like that was only 8 minutes and it's supposed to be 12 to 14.
That was 12.
I don't think so. I swear on my life it was 8. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm checking. I don't have Wi-Fi, though, or any service whatsoever.
I like your phone case.
Thanks.
That's super cool.
I got it the other day. It was at Swarovski Crystals.
Are those real?
It was $35.
Oh, and they're real?
I don't know.
Wow.
Wait.
That'd be crazy.
Wait, it was 14 minutes?
Yes, you motherfucker.
Damn.
It was so, you don't really like The Weeknd, do you?
I have been to a few of his concerts and I love his music. I'm just not the biggest fan of how he performs.
The visuals.
No, I really did appreciate the beginning and everything. I just felt like I have such high hopes for Super Bowl halftimes with the special guests and, you know, all the bells and whistles. And I know that they had complications this year. I was reading all the articles about it.
Yeah.
The things they had to compromise with because
social distancing and,
yeah, which I totally get. He really did what he could do, but I'm not someone that's very impressed with his performances in general. I've been to a few of his concerts and I don't know.
I think that he has the hits.
He does.
I forget that sometimes, like during his Super Bowl performance, he kept just playing these hits. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I can't feel my face. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Like, he just kept playing hit after hit.
Yeah.
But the one thing, so I loved it. I thought that he killed it. So.
Totally.
You know.
All right.
I love him. And yeah. I think that the visuals were fucking insane and super cool. But what I will say is he really, 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 really fucked up.
On what?
By not having Daft Punk come out during I Feel It Coming,
everyone,
you motherfucker.
Yeah, I saw people angry about that on Twitter, and I was like, oh, was that supposed to happen? Were people suspecting that was going to be the special guest? Because everyone was mad right after that. I didn't even think about that.
So Starboy, his album, is very Daft Punk influence.
Yeah.
Like, Daft Punk had a lot of, like, they had a lot of contribution to that album.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he was going to play I Feel It Coming, which features Daft Punk.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be that hard to have Daft Punk show up because they're already in helmets.
Yeah.
They're in masks and they don't like dance or do anything. They just literally, I was expecting, because when I heard, I stood up because that rumor has been going on for days.
I had never seen that.
I'm a huge Daft Punk fan. Like, I love all of their albums in general. I've been listening to them for years.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, yes, The Weeknd's performing. That means Daft Punk's going to get their moment at the Super Bowl. I was waiting. And then I Feel It Coming came on. And I'm like, here we go, baby. I stand up waiting for them to come out in their iconic masks.
Yeah. Damn, that would have been sick.
And you know what I was picturing? I was picturing it to, like, open up.
Mm.
And then Daft Punk comes out, The Weeknd standing in the middle, and then Daft Punk is walking on the sides of The Weeknd, and they're all walking together down the runway with, like, smoke and shit, and their masks are, like, lighting up and shit. I was expecting that. I was standing there, like, up close at the fucking projector, and I'm like, I feel it coming, okay?
Yeah.
When's it gonna
come the fuck out?
Coming, babe.
Please walk out right now.
I feel it coming,
now.
I feel it coming, I feel
Where
it
the
coming,
fuck are
babe.
You?
Like, I was...
Is it even coming?
Is it coming?
Nothing's coming.
Is it fucking coming, babe? Like, literally, I was getting, like, goosebumps and shit. I was so ready. And then he moved on to the next song. And I'm like,
there's nothing more disappointing than a Super Bowl show when there's a song that you think someone's going to come on and then it switches. That is heartbreak. I've experienced it before, year after year after year, and I know exactly what that feeling is. And I just want to say, I feel for you. I really do.
It
because that
really
sucks.
Hurt me. Because I'm like, okay, The Weeknd, I understand that you wanted your moment and you didn't want any guests. Like, you wanted the spotlight to be on you. But Daft Punk, they're wearing masks already.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been so cool for Daft Punk to experience that because, like, they're older. They've been around for so long.
Yeah.
And the fact that they could just walk the Super Bowl would have been so cool for them and, like, all of the old fans. Ugh, it was so annoying. When he moved on to the next song, I literally was just sitting there just like, okay. Like, I still was enjoying it, but I'm like, I was so mad. I'm like, why? Just why?
Obviously, that must have been discussed. I mean, when you're doing the Super Bowl halftime show, you discuss potential guests. I would love to know why they said no to special guests in general and also no to Daft Punk. That was obviously a conversation that was had at some point. There's no way it wasn't, especially with all the speculations. If that was going on, I mean, I guess it was, but I would just enjoy to know a reasoning behind the no.
Exactly. And it would have made me feel better if he didn't perform that song.
Yeah.
If he didn't perform that song,
so good.
I would have been like, okay, whatever. He didn't even perform it. But the fact that he performed the song featuring Daft Punk and didn't even have them come out just for 10 seconds.
Fucked up, man.
So annoying. Mm-hmm. I took that shit to Twitter. I was so annoyed. I took that shit to Twitter. I don't like tweet that often.
Yeah.
So I took that shit to Twitter and
that's
everyone.
When you know.
Oh, everyone was agreeing with me though, so I felt better.
Everyone was agreeing with me when I said the halftime show was short. All
really?
Of the people following me were saying that it was 8 minutes. And I was like, yeah, I swear to God it was. But I mean, I guess I'm wrong. I was also kind of drunk watching it.
Oh,
so
oh, yeah.
Time was just flying.
I shotgunned a beer before because I'm like, let's go, Daft Punk.
Ugh.
I was so ready because they were trending on Twitter all day before and the day before and the day before
that. Where the fuck have I been? How did I miss that? I really wasn't paying attention to it. I wasn't that pumped, honestly.
I liked it. But the fact that that happened, I'm like, it could have been at a 10.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a 10 or plus.
Yeah.
And that could have been so cool for everyone. The Weeknd.
I would have loved that. God damn it.
I wanted to shake him. I wanted to be like, that was such a simple thing you could have done. Whatever. But anyway, so you had a funny experience the other week.
The most ridiculous experience a week and a half ago. So here I am, me and Addison were going to this jewelry store.
Addison Rae, TikTok phenomenon.
Yeah. Oh my God, a bug just flew in my face. What the fuck?
Hey, girly.
Fuck off. Anyways, so yes, me and TikTok phenomenon. Addison, we're going to this jewelry store because she was going shopping. And I went with
bored.
Her. She was just fucking bored, okay. As she does. But we were there, and we were there, and then we left. Because the whole shopping experience really does not matter. But
tell them what you were wearing.
Oh, my God. So I first got to her apartment before I knew that we were doing anything that day. And I kind of just rolled out of bed. And was like, I'm probably just going to sit there. We're probably just going to sit there and hang out, not do anything fun. And
she's just like, come over.
Yeah. So I go there. I even bring my computer. It was the day that a podcast came out. And I was sitting in her living room doing my own thing. She was in her room doing something for work and just hanging out, socializing, but doing different things, whatever. And she comes into the room after she's done doing whatever she was doing. And said, do you want to come to the jewelry store with me? I need to go pick up something that I ordered. And I was like, cool. I would love to come. Sure. And then she starts getting changed from, you know, the sweats that she was wearing before to a really extravagant outfit.
And right before your eyes.
I showed up wearing just my classic outfit, my UGG slippers that I got for Christmas from my dad. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Dad.
Leggings and Bryce's merch. So I'm
party animal merch.
Party animal merch. So I'm just sitting there not looking my best, just really dressed to sit and do nothing.
But you're comfy.
I'm comfy. I'm enjoying myself.
You're cute. You're comfy.
And she starts getting changed into this incredible outfit. And I was like, Addison...
Head to toe.
Addison. What am I getting myself into by
Do we have to do all this?
Like going out with you to the jewelry store right now. Do I need to be prepared for paparazzi? And do I need to change my outfit? And she gave me a different sweatshirt to wear.
She's like, yeah, there's only going to be like 20 paparazzi. Yeah, it's chill.
No big deal. It's going to be an off day. It's going to be really casual.
Slow.
No, but I changed into a cuter zip up and just kept my leggings on because black zip up, black leggings, whatever. But the UGG situation was something that I couldn't really get out of because we have different size shoes. But I was like, whatever. I'm comfortable. I wear my UGGs everywhere. This is fucking me, okay?
This is real and this is me.
I also love to dress up for no reason. And I don't have many excuses to dress up anymore. So if I knew that we were going out, I would have loved to dress up.
Right.
But that was not the circumstance. Whatever.
But you're still like down to earth enough to be like,
yeah, I had a cute bag on too. So, you know, I didn't look horrible. But still had my UGGs on.
Whatever.
With knowing that in the back of my head, there's probably going to be paparazzi.
At least
she just looks so good. And I'm just sitting here in my, I've rolled out of bed fit. But
at least they were UGG slippers and not actual UGGs.
Yeah, you know? I know. But
so it could be worse.
So we get there. She posts a picture when we're there. And then all the paparazzi just swarmed outside of there.
That's crazy.
Which was going to happen regardless of if she posted something or not because she drives a pink Tesla.
Like, all right. Which she's just asking for it. So, hey, guys!
It's so goddamn funny. Pink Tesla. I really love her for that.
She puts on the feature where the Tesla does, like, a dance. Like, right when you roll up.
It should. But yeah, so we leave, and I am now in my first paparazzi pictures ever with her, just looking so good. And me just in my Uggs, rolling out of bed. But it
you
was funny.
You looked good, too.
Yeah.
You did. But you did.
It was just a very funny experience.
It was real. It was raw.
Yes, it was authentic. But whatever. That's not even the point of this fucking story that I'm telling. We then get in her car, and we're driving down the street to go to Chick-fil-A.
Yummy.
And she gets a call and it like shows up on the Tesla screen. It just says like incoming call from Haley. And I was like, oh, who the hell's Haley? And I was just kind of like doing my own thing on my phone. Then she was like, oh, okay, hold on. And then she just answers the phone and it's Haley Bieber. So.
And it just said in the contacts, Haley.
And I was like,
not Haley B,
Addison,
not Haley Bieber.
Really?
Haley.
It's so fucking funny, though.
Haley.
Just straight up Haley.
Hey, girl.
And so she picks up the phone. It's Haley Bieber. And I'm now looking at Haley Bieber on FaceTime.
Wow.
Just sitting in the passenger seat with my jaw dropped, being like, all right, I am going to play it as cool as I humanly possibly can right now in this moment. I didn't say anything, obviously.
Try not to cry.
I would never actually freak out or something in front of her.
Just in the middle. Ah! Haley!
It was just so...
I'm sorry. I can't hold it in. I love you so much.
Where's Justin? No. Oh, my God.
Justin!
Is he with you? Show me Justin.
Me Justin!
I would literally never. But just the fact that I was so taken by surprise.
I would so accidentally do that shit.
Oh, you would have been the worst person to be in that situation with.
Fuck! Please tell Justin that he's doing so well.
Oh, thank God you weren't there. Because I just kind of sat there and was like, all right.
I can't take it. Sorry. Keep going.
Oh, my God. And Haley, as if it couldn't get any worse, I guess. Haley then goes, I just drove by you guys and I stuck my tongue out the window at a red light and I was trying to get your attention and you didn't see me. And I was just like, so you're telling me that me in the passenger seat of this hot pink Tesla going to Chick-fil-A at a red light, minding my own business, looking at Twitter or some shit, and Haley Bieber was just pulled up to us, next to us at the red light, sticking her tongue out at Addison trying to say hi, and I missed it. Both of us missed it. But we missed that. And she was just calling Addison like, ah, that was so funny. I can't believe you didn't see me. Like, the paparazzi got it, but you didn't see. And Addison was just like, oh, my God. Like, ah. And I was just sitting there like, oh, my God. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
So funny.
Casual.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. So that was just absolutely insane. And just a normal day for Addison, which is just so hysterical to me. She's so fucking cool for just having that experience and just having Hailey Bieber just to hang out with and to drive by and stick her tongue out at you in a red light, I was just so like, oh, wow, I kind of forget that Addison is actually famous. And this is kind of one of those moments where I'm like, oh. Hey.
Where it just says Haley in the contacts, and it's Haley Bieber.
Pick the phone up. It's not like a hometown friend named Haley. It's just Haley Bieber's wife. So
and
like,
to clarify, Justin Bieber was not in the car with Haley. But can you fucking imagine if he was, though?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Like, what
I'll play it cool for Haley.
Yeah.
But fuck, Addison, if you put me in a situation where Justin... No, I'm kidding. I would...
You would play... You would be really good about it. And
please
so,
invite me to hang out with Justin.
Can we have a slumber party with Haley? I'm kidding.
I'll paint her nails.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'll do her hair.
I can learn how to French braid overnight if you need me to.
I can, know. Kind of.
I'll figure it out.
I can put some clips in her hair and I'll do that.
But yeah, so oh that God. Was my super casual experience the other day. And it was so funny because I told Addison after. I was like, wow, my life going from uploading a vlog summer of 2019 called I Almost Hit Haley Bieber With My Car. Because I almost did. I was in Malibu for my first time ever when I was here July of 2019.
So this isn't your first run-in with the Biebs.
This is not my first run-in with her.
Mrs. Bieber.
I almost ran her over.
Oh, no.
I really have a vlog out about it. And I really almost hit her with my car. My friend Meg was driving, and we were just trying to find parking in this really small parking lot. And there was this girl walking, and we turned a corner, and we slammed on the brakes really hard. And just to fucking not hit her, obviously. And it was literally Hailey Bieber shooting a makeup commercial on the beach. And then we parked, went down to the beach, saw her just shooting it the whole entire time. So my two experiences with Hailey Bieber have been absolutely unreal. I've almost killed her, and then she stuck her tongue out at the vehicle I was in, and I missed it.
It's the redemption moment, though.
What the fuck is going to happen next? What is going to happen next?
You're going to be at her baby shower next.
No, I'm going to marry her next is what's okay. going to happen. Like, it's just going to keep going to the next extreme. Somehow I'm
You're
going to end up
with her
engaged
and JB.
With Hailey Bieber yeah. after this one. I'm just expecting the, not the worst, that wouldn't be the worst thing, but
yeah.
the unexpected.
Yeah,
fuck.
Or you're like the caregiver of her child, or like yeah. the nanny.
I can't wait to see what the fuck happens next.
Babysitter.
Huh. But yeah.
Godmother.
God.
I love that.
I loved it too.
I'm just so... happy that JB wasn't in that car.
Yeah.
Because you would have had a mental breakdown. You would have had a mental breakdown. If JB just popped in, if Haley was like, oh yeah, Justin says hi, just pans to Justin driving. Like,
I would have
oh my God, hey,
I would have gotten out of the car and called an Uber.
Oh, good lordy.
I would have called an Uber.
Just in the middle of the street, you just
hey,
as
Addison,
she's
I'll
driving.
See you later. I can't handle this anymore, so I am unfortunately going to have to either hitchhike or call an Uber, or just get lost.
Well,
I should go fuck myself and get lost.
I'll get lost. I'll take a hike.
Like, sorry, I should not be in this car right now in this situation. So I will just put myself in my place to a different fucking place and get out of this car.
While she's driving at like 35 miles an hour,
it's
you just
in, like,
open the door and you just
Tesla
roll
super
out.
Speed mode or yeah. whatever the hell that is. She's going 0 to 90 in 5 seconds. That's my cue to get the fuck out of the car.
The butterfly doors open. You tuck and roll out the street, just tumbling down.
Gets hit by another car.
Oh my God.
That's what I deserve, okay? I don't deserve to be having... that encounter. Oh my God.
That's a beautiful moment.
Oh, that was a beautiful moment.
I love that for y'all.
Yeah, normally January of every year is horrible for me, but that just really made my whole entire
really
month.
Set it
Whatever.
Off. All right, I think we're going to answer a question.
Yeah, we're going to start that now Woo! At the end of our episodes, now that we are up to date with some things.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of surprise to probably everyone, we don't have questions picked out. So I'm going to go through the Instagram comments right now because I told you guys to comment some on the last Cheers Brother podcast Instagram post.
And you guys did just that.
You did that and you commented so much and I need to go through it right now.
While you're doing that, I just want to let everyone know
okay.
that The Bachelor, we don't have to get into The Bachelor whatsoever.
I missed last this, episode.
I get that.
Okay.
But Victoria got kicked off. And I know Victoria, and she is that person on camera.
Yeah.
As she is in real life. Wait, keep looking.
Oh, I'm so glad you're explaining that.
I went up to Caitlin a few weeks ago, and I was like, are you watching The Bachelor? And she was like, no, this season is just so overdramatic and I can't with the paid actors. I was like, paid? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, I just can't watch. Like, Victoria is so obviously fake. Like, she's such a paid actor. And I was like, Caitlin, I have a connection to her in real life. Like, my roommate, Christelle, used to work with Victoria like a year ago. And Christelle did not like Victoria when she worked with her at all. And I guess Christelle got Victoria fired because Victoria was saying some like really nasty things about the customers and shit and like really rude things to them and would just like talk shit about every customer, like would be super nice to the customer, then talk shit behind their back to the other coworkers. Just really hurtful things. And so Christelle got Victoria fired. And Christelle was telling me that Victoria acts the exact same way in real life as she does on the show. So that's a little fun fact.
Yeah,
I was so she's not a paid actor.
Surprised by that.
That's her just being her. And yes, the producers made her like the villain of the show, but she's actually like that in real life. So it's like it wasn't hard for the producers. They probably loved that though. They needed her. And now that she's
gone, bring her back.
Yeah,
she seems like someone they'd bring back.
Now that she's gone, I'm kind of like, damn. Like, I liked making fun of her.
Yeah.
Like, she was fun to laugh at. Because she would just say the most ridiculous, absurd one-liner comments that were just so not needed. Like, these girls are such fucking fake hoes. And, like, no one on Bachelor history has ever, like, out loud said that. Like, called people hoes. Like, it was just, she just said the most ridiculous shit. Did you find anything?
I did. We have one question. If you could go back to your teenage years and do something different, what would you do?
Ooh, I know.
Okay.
I would do theater. I would do theater. The theater kids were the coolest motherfucking kids at that school. And I always sat next to them in class, but I was too scared to actually do theater. But they were the coolest, most expressive, most talented kids at my school. Yeah, they were a little weird and off, but they were funny. They were fun. They knew how to improv. They were so cool. So I would do theater and, like, get over the fact that it wasn't cool. And yeah. I would just do it. Because, like, I wish that I could look back on my high school days and just knew that I had a great time.
If I was at a different school, I'd do theater. Definitely not at my school. But I do wish that I did. I wish I stuck with the theater program that my town offered outside of school. Mm. And I wish I did that because that had a few different towns combined in it. And I think that that would have been nice. Jake did that, like my best friend from high school. He did that. But at the same time, I know that back then I didn't do it for a reason. It was really time consuming and also just, I didn't really like anything that they ever did. I wish I got involved in that creative field more when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I don't even know necessarily theater. In a perfect world, yeah.
Yeah.
But not.
Theater was just such like a jump off the deep end.
Yeah.
Like to do theater was just putting yourself out there completely.
Yeah.
Like the closest thing that I got to that was I did choir, which was still like weird.
I did that in middle school.
Yeah. Well, doing choir in high school is like different because it's just not something that the cool kids did. And I'm like, fuck all of y'all. The choir kids are fun and they're lit and we sing. We have a good time.
Yeah.
But theater was on a different level of fun, I think. And I just wish that I would have put past the stigma of me just being lame.
You're just being
theater kids
lame.
Were the best. Dude, theater was the best class. I would get so jealous when I would see them in the like courtyards just rehearsing their lines and just being so expressive and out there. I'm like, fuck, man.
My theater teacher in my town was so problematic, dude. Like, I can't even get into it. But once again, if I could do it in a different town, I so would.
There you go.
But yeah, who do you guys say had the biggest impact on why you started social media? That is a really good question.
I want to say, but it's problematic
I
now.
Know. I was going to say that too, but it's
the
truth.
Truth at the time, it was Shane Dawson.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, he was my fucking, you know.
I'm trying to think of YouTube girlies that I looked up to. I know I'm going to remember it after
like
we move
Jenna
on from
Marbles.
This question. Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, who was big in 2012, 2011-ish? Should I just say that Fred inspired me? Fred. I loved Fred.
He was the first person I've ever seen on YouTube ever.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely loved him, and I wore his blue shirt to school almost every day.
I loved Fred. And then I knew Shane Dawson after Fred because Shane Dawson made the Fred is Dead video. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was Shane and then or Fred and then Shane. I can't think of girls at the top of my head, though.
I know that there's a huge ass list, though, and I know I'm going to remember
besides
it.
Besides Jenna Marbles, I can't.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know. But
well, when we make our Instagram about it, I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. I don't fucking know. We'll move on. Let's do appreciate one more. Most about growing up in Oregon/Boston instead of LA? I am so happy that I grew up in Boston personality-wise because the personality of people in Boston is absolutely ridiculous. And me and all my Boston friends always get compliments about it just because you really develop this weird, I don't even know how to describe it, just loud,
fiery,
comedic,
passionate
personality. I mean, we grew up with like Tom Brady, so obviously we're gonna like yell and be ecstatic a lot, so I don't know.
yeah it gave you like that fire.
Yeah,
but also it made you be different from the
rest.
It's
a parallel,
you know,
to New York personalities. Like, yeah, if you grew up in New York, like, you know that someone's a New Yorker, and if you grow up in Boston or even in the suburbs, you still kind of have that Boston element to an extent, and I'm happy that I have that because I think I got a lot of my humor from the men I grew up around. My guy friends and my dad and my uncles, they all are just the loudest, most ridiculous guys ever, and it's just a ton of one-liners and just bouncing off each other and just poking fun at everyone, and I don't know.
No, it's so good.
Boston people are a good time.
They're so on top of it. Like, they always know how to like improv on the spot. Like, it's really good.
It's ridiculous, but I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I think for me, I feel like everyone kind of knows the vibe of Oregon. Like, it's very chill.
Yeah.
It's very down to earth. Like, lots of people that just want to hike and like smoke weed and just like, you know, they don't take themselves too seriously at all. So for me, it was nice to be around people like that because it really grounded me, helped me just like stay humble. And like, I had like a home and like that was my roots. And all my friends growing up were just so awesome, and I had so many great friends. But at the end of the day, like, I was the only person that really had that fire in me that, like, wanted to be something more than that, because it was a little bit too chill. Like, people get married right out of high school and, like, have kids right out of high school. Like, most of my friends did.
That's nuts.
And I was the only person that didn't want to do that, but... And so I kind of felt weird, but then I was like, no, like, I love y'all. Like, thanks for raising me,
but I'm going to do something else now.
But I'm glad that I have, you know, those roots in me, and I feel like it really humbled me and helped me, you know, stay grounded. So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Love that for you. Hell yeah.
Became a huge stoner in high school, but... You know, but there was nothing else to do.
Yeah, that was my town, but with drinking, and it was crazy. Got into some shit in my town.
Yeah, same.
Like, really bad shit. Oh,
like, in my town, people are either married with kids or they're like drug addicts.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, or, you know, they're chilling. I don't fucking know. I don't want to stereotype.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
It's just a small town energy. But yeah. But at the time, there was nothing to do because it was a small town. So we would just smoke weed in the parking lots of Walmart and, like, go to the bowling alley. Like, there wasn't that much to do, but it was fun.
That's so weird that, like, your, like, hometown's place was smoking weed and mine was just drinking. Like, if you smoked weed, you were kind of, like, weird.
Really?
It just was not that you were weird, but it just was not as popular as drinking. Everybody wanted to drink.
Yeah.
And if you smoked, even occasionally... If you went to a party, you were just, like, labeled as a stoner because not many people did that. So that's weird that it's so opposite for you.
We would get high at lunch every day.
What?
Because we could leave for lunch. We would go to someone's house, smoke weed, get so high, and I would go back to school high as fuck. Like,
that is
fucking
nuts.
So hard because had like a little bit of anxiety about it while I'm sitting in class, yeah. and all my friends were just so casual, and I'm like, oh my god, my teacher knows.
Dude, people used to put alcohol in water bottles at my school and drink it during class, and they would always get suspended, caught every single time. I don't know why people ever did that, but it was the thing to try and do that, and then you'd like pass the water bottle around in class, and then there's always someone that would tell on you because people just wanted to seem cool and just be like, do you want a sip? And they'd be like, what's
yeah.
that? It's vodka. Okay, the English teacher's 2 feet away. You're gonna get fucking caught.
That's what so is the crazy point? That y'all did that because we did not do that at my school.
Oh my God.
We would just get high as fuck.
That's crazy.
Wow.
People thought it was so cool to get drunk at school and get away with it. But they never did. And
yeah.
if you did, then you got too comfortable, you did it again, and then you'd get caught.
Right. You always would get caught.
Yeah. It's so weird.
It's like the bling ring.
It sure is the bling ring.
Stealing Paris Hilton's shit, getting away with it.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I have.
And then getting caught the yeah. sixth time you go to Paris Hilton's house.
It's always the sixth time.
It's always the sixth time. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching this episode.
Yes, I think we are going to sign off for now.
Mm-hmm.
Hope everyone has a okay Valentine's Day weekend.
And
or
you know
not.
What? It's okay to cry.
Yes. Let your emotions out this weekend. Order yourself an edible arrangement. Eat some fucking chocolate. Drink some red wine. Sarah... We can talk about this.
Okay.
I'll give you my shoulder to cry on.
Fuck yeah. Valentine's Day!
Woo! All right. We love you guys.